रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 5. फियर नॉट सुग्रीवा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Stricken with terror at the sight of the heroic princess, Sugriva fled from his cave on Rishimukha to Mount Malaya and hid himself where he could not be got as easily. Hanuman left the princess at Rishimukha and sought his master and said, Lord, Rama and Lakshmana are now at Rishimukha. Rama is a prince of matchless intellect and boundless valor. Born of the line of Ikshvaku, he is the son of the emperor Dashrata. Ever famed for his loyal adherence to Dharma, his father's word is law unto him. And I am sure that your foes are but stubble before the fire of his wrath. They were living in the forest of Dandaka in the garb of hermits when Ravana carried away the wife of Rama. The prince now seeks your help. Dashrata had performed countless Rajasuyas, Ashwamedhas and other Yagas. Kine and wealth had he given away in boundless profusion on such occasions. Master of his senses, he ruled his subjects righteously. Now his son Rama takes refuge with you and all for the sake of his beloved wife. He would secure your friendship, and I would that you honor and reverence the princes as they deserve, for you cannot hope to come across more deserving ones. Sugriva was overjoyed to hear it. Fear of Rama fell away from his heart, and he proceeded cheerfully in the guise of a human being to where Rama was. He saluted him with deep reverence and said, Lord, Hanuman has instructed me full well in your noble excellences. I know that you are an adept in the mysteries of Dharma. Your valor and prowess are simply inconceivable. You extend your compassion and kindness to all things. A contemptible monkey, it is a mighty stroke of fortune that you should seek to make friends with me. It is an honor that I never dared to deserve. If you are so minded, here is my hand and I pray you grasp it in all sincerity and faith. Let us settle the conditions of our alliance. Rama rejoiced to see it. He took the extended hand and drew him forward in fond embrace. Then Hanuman resumed his native form, kindled a fire by rubbing together two chips of wood. He worshipped it with fragrant flowers and placed it between Rama and Sugriva. They went round it in clasped hands and concluded an undying friendship and alliance with the fire god to witness the compact. Boundless joy and satisfaction filled their hearts and they continued steadily to gaze upon one another for a long time. Then Sugriva said, My lord, you are the friend of my heart, my other self, and we hold our joys and sorrows in common. Then he broke a huge bough of sala tree laden with flowers and sat upon it with Rama, while Hanuman spread a bough of sandalwood tree on the ground for Lakshmana. Then Sugriva turned to Rama and spoke in accents clear and sweet, My lord, Vali, my brother, basely deceived me, took away my wife and drove me away from the kingdom. Consumed with fear and grief, I wander all alone in these dreadful woods, and I look to you to chase away grief and terror from my heart. Rama of matchless might and splendor listened to him kindly. He knew best the mysteries of the duty of protecting those that took refuge with him. He was the noblest example and exponent of the doctrine. He smiled as he said to himself, a mighty task it seems to him, since he prays for it time and oft. Lord of monkeys, he said aloud, peace and happiness are the fruits of the friendship you have made with me today. I slay Vali who took away your wife. Lo, these arrows, sharp, long jointed and adorned with the feathers of the eagle, like unto the sun or the vajra of Indra or the serpents of time hissing in their wrath, these will fall on the breast of the wicked Vali. They will shrivel his life breaths and hurl him down on earth, even as a mighty mountain torn up by the roots. Thus did he promise protection and refuge to the Monkey King. Sugriva's joy knew no bounds to hear these words from Rama, pregnant with mighty possibilities to himself, and he hastened to reply, "Noblest of men, I am sure to recover my wife and my kingdom thanks to your grace. I pray you take the necessary measures to slay my foe Vali even now." The moment that witnessed the union of the hearts and hands of Sugriva and Rama saw other sights too. The throbbing of the lotus-like left eye of Mother Sita, the golden-hued left eye of Vali, and the baleful, fiery left eye of Ravana. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhomaya Mangalam.